Our scripture lesson this morning comes to us from Luke, the first chapter. It is the announcement of from the angel Gabriel to Mary that she is to bear the Son of God. Listen to this story of the birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. This is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, open to us your word this day. May the words of my mouth, the meditation of all hearts here, be acceptable in your sight, you who are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So are y'all ready for Christmas? Okay, let's just do a little check-in. Anyone still need to run out to buy one more gift? Okay, got a couple of those. All right. So I'm guessing there's still some presents that need to be wrapped? Anybody have presents to wrap? Okay. How about grocery shopping? Any grocery shopping? Okay, that should be pleasant this afternoon. If you're traveling, are you packed yet? I'm not completely, and I am traveling, so that's there. More importantly, rather than just checking all the things off of our to-do lists, how many of us really feel ready for Christmas in our souls? Christmas seems to have snuck up on us yet again. Wasn't it just yesterday that school started? And then the next, and then it was Halloween, and we blinked, and it was Thanksgiving and Advent, and now it's Christmas. I don't want to have Christmas pass me by without making room to receive Jesus, without being thankful for the gift of God with us, without welcoming Jesus once again into my life and into our world. Yet I also recognize that as much of a challenge as that is for me, and how unprepared I might feel for Christmas's arrival, I figure it's nothing compared to those who experienced the first Christmas. We at least know the story. You know, we know the reason for the season. We know why this birth is important. Mary had none of those advantages. The idea of the birth of Jesus was nowhere on her radar. Here she was, engaged to Joseph, preparing to be wed, to make a home of her own, when the angel interrupts her carefully laid plans with the announcement that she will give birth to the long-awaited Christ child. On the one hand, this is great good news. This is the best possible news. Her people have been waiting for the birth of this child for generations, for centuries. And it is certainly an honor. to be chosen to be the mother of God? But it makes no sense. The whole thing is clearly impossible, and should it actually come to pass, it will be disruptive and risky for her. But there's no escaping it. Ready or not, Jesus was on his way, and he would pass through Mary on his journey to join all the rest of us. Mary had been chosen for good or ill, as a blessing or a curse. She was it. She was to become the mother of God. For that's the way it is with God. We are chosen for no apparent reason. Ready or not, God enters the world through us. A group of children inadvertently stumbled upon this truth. They were home with their dad one afternoon while their mom was out doing the Christmas shopping. Dad was reclining on the couch, half sleeping, half watching the football game, when his kids rushed in all excited. "Dad, Dad, we have a play to put on. Do you want to see it?" He didn't really want to see it, but he knew he needed to, so he sat up and kind of shook off the sleep and became the one-man audience. His four children, ages 4, 6, 8, and 10, were the actors. Mary and Joseph, an angel and a wise man. Joseph came in holding the mop handle as his staff. Mary came with a pillow under her pajamas. Another child was an angel flapping wings to, and then the fourth child comes in. 8 years old, she is wearing every piece of jewelry she can find. And she has these arms filled with presents. She says, "I'm all three wise men, and I bring three precious gifts: gold, circumstance, and mud." So cute. But the dad didn't laugh, because he figured it out. He didn't correct the wise man, or in this case, the wise woman. Instead, he reflected on how his daughter had somehow gotten to the heart of the Christmas story. For God loves us for who we are, all of who we are, our gold, who we are when we are at our very, very best, our circumstances, who we are right now in this moment, and even our mud, who we are when we are at our most human, the places where we get stuck and dirty and where life gets earthy. This is at the heart of today's story. God chose an ordinary human being, Mary, to be the vessel through which the Son of God would be born. Tradition tells us that there is much about Mary that was golden, but her circumstances were not ideal due to this unexplained pregnancy. And she was muddied by fear and wonder and uncertainty about the future. And yet God worked in and through it all. And so she learned, and invites us to learn as well, that what is impossible for her and for us is possible for God. God can take our gold, our circumstance, and our mud, just as God took Mary's, and can do glorious things with it. Our job then is to do what we can to be ready, to prepare a nursery in our hearts where Christ can be born, offering ourselves, gold, circumstance, and mud alike. In Paul's letter to the Thessalonians, if you read between the lines, you hear this same theme echoed. Listen to what he writes at the end of his letter. "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." Rejoice always. There is much to celebrate, much that is golden in life. but also pray without ceasing and give thanks in all circumstances, even those circumstances that are less than golden. For there will be mud, events that will seek to quench the Spirit's work in us, people who seek to lead us astray, and even times when evil seems to be getting the upper hand. And so we are invited to turn to God, to open ourselves up to be changed and transformed. We seek to live in ways that keep body and soul and spirit together, to live blamelessly while we wait for the coming of God's kingdom, for with God, nothing will be impossible. That's what the season of Advent that ends this morning is all about. A season to watch, to wait, to get ready. Because ready or not, this baby is about to arrive. Of course, that's the way it is with all babies, isn't it? They all come when and where they want, when they're ready, regardless of whether or not we're prepared for them. Good friends of mine, Diana and Terry, were expecting their second child. Now, when their first child, David, was born a few years before, they had been ready. You know, they were as ready as you could be for the first child to be born. They had a beautiful nursery set up. They had bought and read all the parenting books. They had packed for the hospital. They had the name picked out. And then baby David took his own sweet time in arriving. Preparing for their second child was not quite so easy. They now had a toddler to deal with. Terry was going through a particularly rough time at work. They knew that Diana was nearing the end of her pregnancy, but she wasn't due for another week yet. So they decided that they would pull the nursery together over the weekend. They hoped that they might also be able to find some time during those couple days to talk about names for the baby. But the baby had other ideas. Friday afternoon, Diana went into labor. She told Terry the baby was coming, but he couldn't quite wrap his mind around what she was telling him. "No," he said, "no, the baby can't be coming yet. It isn't due yet. The nursery isn't ready yet. We don't have a name yet. The baby's not coming." And Diana tried to explain that really none of that mattered. The baby was coming, but Terry still resisted. "No, no, 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 no. Baby can't be coming. Just go lie down, put your feet up, this'll pass." Well, of course it didn't pass. She finally had to say, "Look, either I'm driving myself to the hospital or you're driving me to the hospital." And their daughter, eventually given the name Nicole Joy, came into the world while her crib was still in the attic. Because ready or not, babies come. And ready or not, Jesus is coming. So let's avoid the panic and denial of my friends. And let's go ahead and make ourselves ready. Let's hold anything that's left on our to-do list lightly. And instead, hold tightly to the hope of Emmanuel, God with us. For this baby is on his way. I invite you now to show your willingness to welcome his coming, ready or not, through a simple act. On the table behind me is a simple manger. And on the communion table are strips of cloth that if laid crisscross in the manger, will create a quilt, a blanket, upon which a baby can be laid. So in a few moments, I wanted right now for you to take a little time to pray and reflect, to turn your minds away from preparing for Christmas with all its demands, toward preparing for the coming of Jesus with all his promise of hope. And then when you are ready, if you wish, come forward, take a strip of cloth, lie it in the manger, long way, short way, weaving them together, symbolizing that we are ready and willing to make a place in our lives, in our congregation, and in our world to welcome Jesus. If you've brought gifts, baby gifts for the nursery, you could also bring those up at this time and put them underneath the tree. And as we do this, we are going to be singing a new hymn. It's called Cloth for the Cradle. The verses will be sung by soloists, and they speak to the invitation to all of us, wealthy and poor, wrinkled and fair, to weave together a welcome for the sun. The refrain we will all sing. It's in your bulletin, and the words are cloth for the cradle for the child for our every joy and sorrow. Find him a shawl that's woven by us all to welcome the Lord of each tomorrow. If the soloists would come up, let us take some time now to pray and reflect. Let us consider the welcome we wish to offer and to prepare a place for the baby that is coming into our gold, circumstance, and mud, and who holds all our tomorrows in his hands. Thanks be to God. Amen.